certainly it's, you know, it's been a couple of years since we've played them. They got different players and certainly different coaches. So, yeah, I would have to say so. Just any time you have a new coordinator, there's different schemes. And when they're playing at a high level, they're statistically ranked very high. And you see that and you put the film on and you see why. They're capable of making a lot of plays, got a lot of experience over there. Yeah, especially in the secondary, and it serves them well.
Peyton, there's been a history of coaches, you know, kind of the assistants who take over for the head coach that's had a lot of success. They don't work out. How come it did work out with Jim Caldwell this year?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard for me to kind of give an in-season summary, I guess. Certainly Coach Caldwell, we have come to learn about him during the course of the season. We're still learning about him. You know, everybody said, well, you know, I thought that I knew him best, but I really knew him only as a quarterback's coach. You know, I've come to learn about him in the head coaching role, and I think the team has, you know, learned his philosophies. They bought into him, and the team has played hard for him up until this point, which obviously that's important. So, but I can probably give you a better answer of, you know, more about him at the end of the year after we've seen him kind of in all different phases. But I think during the transition we've had, it helped having a number of veteran players that have showed good leadership to all of our young players.
You're facing a team with so much experience in a secondary like this one. What kind of challenges does that present to you?
You know, just the ones that you think it would. I mean, there's not probably nothing that these guys haven't seen. I mean, of course, you know, Dawkins and Champ and Ty Law been around forever. Goodman's played a long time. And Williams, the linebacker position, gives them good experience there. So, you know, really across the board, they're very solid. And, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, there's nothing really that you're going to do to be able to trick them. You know, it just comes down to kind of, you know, who can execute better. So it's been tough to move the ball against them for teams. And, you know, and it's going to be a challenge on Sunday.
Peyton, 2 years ago in New England, went after the perfect record. It seemed to captivate, you know, all NFL fans, you know, pretty good. There doesn't seem to be quite as much. Maybe you disagree being part of it, but would you agree it's not, doesn't seem to be quite as big a deal now, 2 years later, after the Patriots did it two years ago?
I'd probably be the wrong guy to ask that question to, you know. Certainly I can just speak for, you know, kind of what's going on here. And Coach Caldwell's philosophy from the get-go has truly been to take it 1 week at a time. Our team has bought into that. I feel we have done that. We've had a lot of tough games, you know, a lot of games that have gone down to the end, and we've been fortunate, you know, to make enough plays in each game to win. But we've tried to improve throughout the season. We've, like all teams, we've fought the injury bug. We've had young guys step in and play, and it always gets to be a grind, you know, here late in the season. So that's going to be kind of our same motto, just one game at a time, and just trying to take care of our business and just somehow try to find a way to get a win.
You've been through the 9-0, 10-0 type starts before. Would you admit to it'd be a nice steal if you could win them all the way to the end?
Yeah, I guess I just really haven't given it a whole lot of thought. You know, I understand that some of those questions might start to increase, but I think one thing we have done is just sort of addressed the team that we have coming up and our goal in trying to beat that team. And you know, last week the goal was to beat Tennessee. This week the goal is to try to beat Denver, and that's kind of that's sort of been our motto all year, and it's worked pretty well for us. So we're going to try to keep that up.
Has it been a little different for you this year with those young receivers? I mean, you've always had, you know, kind of that core of Marvin Harrison, et cetera. A little different this year trying to get those guys involved in the offense?
Certainly. There has been pretty significant change there. We've had a number of young guys in there, new guys. You know, of course, Pierre Garçon, Austin Colley, you know, Donald Brown at the running back position. Got some young linemen in there. So we've always had different, you know, young players throughout the years. It's probably the most we've had in one year playing significant roles. So, obviously, you spend a lot of time with him, you know, in the off season, trying to get prepared. Probably didn't foresee these young guys playing as much as they have, and like I said, being featured this prominently. But so it was good that we put in the time in the off season, and of course, these guys have learned during the course of the season. And every week is presented a new challenge. This week will be a great challenge for our entire team, but for those guys going against this veteran defense and some of the different looks that they do. And all of our young guys have good work ethics. They definitely want to learn and want to get better, and so you like that kind of attitude.
And people around here still remember pretty fondly, or not fondly, I guess, but still remember those some of your performances, especially those playoff games you had against the Broncos. Where do those games rank in your career, and what are your memories of those games from years ago?
Well, certainly good wins for us. Obviously, any time you can win in a playoff game and give yourself a chance to play in the next week, it's what you're trying to do. I don't really have a ranking, I guess. Certainly, we were hot on offense. Those two games we played Denver in the playoffs, but it was kind of for that day, and it kind of ended, after the game that day, and not something that you carry over with you too much. You got to move on to the next year, next team, and like I said, I definitely would agree with the first question that this is a different team with different players and certainly different schemes, and a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Peyton, Knowshon Moreno has kind of burst on the scene here and become kind of a lead back. Donald Brown really hasn't had that role with you guys. I mean, have you seen a growth curve there? And I mean, do you still see him as the kind of the future of your running game?
Well, certainly. Donald has been a big part of our team this year. Unfortunately, he's had some injuries that have kept him out of some games. But when he's been in there and been healthy, he has been effective for us. Joseph Addai, of course, is our number one back and has had an outstanding year. But Donald, when he's been healthy, has been able to come in there and spell Addai and make some plays for us in the running game and the passing game. He's a very conscientious player. Really on top of his protections and. We certainly expect Donald to be a factor for us during the rest of this season and of course in the future here.
In the past, you've been pretty much a consistent 65% completion passer. This year, you're up to 70% and above. What would you attribute the being even more accurate this season?
Nothing really that I can give you kind of an easy answer to, I guess. Certainly the idea every game is to try to get the ball, to our receivers and tight ends. We got a lot of guys that catch the football well. Of course, Dallas and Reggie and those guys are doing a good job. A number of our short passes and catching our short passes and getting upfield. But I still feel like we're taking our shots down the field. So I can't really, I don't really have a great answer for you. But I've had good protection and I've had receivers getting open, making plays, and I'm just trying to give them the best chance to make a play with the ball.
Are there parts of your game you think you're better at now? You've made some leaps at this season?
I certainly feel like every year, just because of another year of experience, you ought to be a better player than the year before. Just because it's 16 or 17 more games that you've had to learn from and different defenses that you've seen and more repetitions you've had with your receivers. I mean, this year, was a challenge because of our new players that we've had, and you have to spend a lot of time with those guys, during practice and, of course, during mini camps and training camps, trying to get on the same page with those guys. I mean, it's hard you suddenly can't get, 9 years of timing with a Austin Collier or Pierre Garçon in one training camp, like you had with Reggie Wayne, but you do whatever you can to try to get as comfortable as you possibly can with those young guys and put the time in, the extra time in, and obviously it's been good that we did that because those guys are playing so much.
I'll come at you a different way on this undefeated thing. You're next. You say one game at a time. Your next game would be 22 regular season games in a row, which would be the NFL record. Is that something you would, you know, like to have?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly, I mean, everybody everybody wants to win around here. And, you know, getting by the NFL, you know, what a Monday feels like after a win and after a loss, and, you know, it's pretty significant difference. You know, so that's been, it's not something that we have taken for granted around here, winning as many games as we have, and certainly, you know, winning a number in a row. It's not something that, we've truly done that because we've approached every opponent the same and put a lot of time and preparation into each win, and they've been hard fought wins, and we've had great fortune as well. So we've had some games when, you know, it certainly didn't look like we were going to win, but somebody made a play here or there. So I think the goal is pretty simple each week. You know, for us, like it is for every team, is to try to keep winning, because it's what you want to do. It's what you're paid to do, and it's what you've been taught, you know, ever since you got into sports, is to try to do your best to win, and that's going to be our goal, you know, this week, like it has for every week, and from here on out.
Anything else for Peyton?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Peyton.
Okay, thanks, guys. I'll see you.